Thanks. I was just talking to the band backstage, which is the thing I do. They're quite nice. And I realised it's actually 30 years to the day since we started to film Monty Python, all those years ago. Thank you. Thank you. And so I think it would be not inappropriate if I said a quick word of thanks to Michael, Terry, John and Graham. Thank you. Who can't be with us tonight, but without whom I would not be here. And so we were a rather arrogant bunch of writers, and as you might have gathered, and we would not let Universal see a film script before we shot that film. That we wanted to avoid their notes at all costs. We figured if we couldn't work out how to make a Monty Python film, they couldn't tell us. So we submitted a poem and a budget. And it was a rather stupid poem. It went like this. There's everything in this movie, everything that fits, from the meaning of life in the universe to girls with great big tits. We've got movie stars and foreign cars, explosions and the lot, filmed as only we know how on the budget that we've got. We've spent a fortune on locations and quite a bit on drink, and there's even the odd philosophical joke just to make you buggers think. Yet some parts are as serious and as deep as you could wish, but largely it's all tits and ass and quite a bit of fish. Other bits are fairly childish and some are frankly rude, but at least we've got a lot of nice girls all banging around in the nude. So take your seats, enjoy yourselves, and let's just hope it's funny, because it's not only done to make you laugh, but to make us lots of money. So sit back and have a good time with your boyfriend or your wife. Relax and just enjoy yourself, for this is the meaning of life. And to their credit, they paid for the film on that. So who can blame them if they kept the money?